and welcome, dear listeners, to our third episode of Talanx Investor Relations Podcast. I am Shirley Inafa, and I am pleased to be your host again for today. Today, I'm talking to Carsten Werlo, Head of Investor Relations, about Talanx's Annual General Meeting 2021. Thank you very much for joining me today, Carsten, and welcome.
Hi, Shirley. It's a pleasure to be your guest.
Talanx has just invited its shareholders to this year's annual general meeting. Since the pandemic, there have been several changes in the way the annual general meeting is held. What type of event will the annual general meeting take place in?
As you know, Shirley, we are right now in the third wave of the pandemic in Germany, with many lockdown measures in place and virtually no physical meetings of larger size being feasible. So against this background, it will be no surprise we have opted to go for a virtual AGM this year again, I have to say, because we already had to do this last year. And I mean, generally as a company, also when looking how our crisis group on the pandemic has handled all decisions over the course of the year, we put enormous focus on securing the safety and health of all parties involved, of course, of our employees during the year, of our customers, and in this respect, also, of course, our services and our shareholders. Yeah, we also want to support, of course, the government in securing public health and stopping pandemic. So against this background, it will again be, and I suppose no surprise by everyone, be a virtual event.
In his letter to the shareholders, Thorsten Leue, our CEO, emphasizes the Talanx shareholder portal. Carsten, can you tell us what is special about it?
Now, when we opted for a virtual event, we thought about how to reducing barriers to participate for shareholders. I mean, already last year, which was perhaps a bit of a surprise to us, and I think it was not only a Talanx phenomenon, we saw that actually participation levels were higher than in the years before. So it looks like the virtual format apparently also got traction with our shareholders. But nevertheless, we wanted to make it as easy as possible to exercise shareholder rights. And in this respect, we build up a new portal, which is virtually everything on one page, very few clicks necessary. And I would promise it's not just for techies and Generation Z to handle it, but also for a larger part of our shareholders and retail shareholders in particular, which may perhaps not be used to use these kind of systems that often. Perhaps as a background number, we have 36,000 shareholders at Talanx, and of course, the vast majority of this is retail.
Carsten, you just mentioned it that you wanted to make it as easy as possible for the shareholder to participate through the shareholder portal. Can you give our listeners more details about that? How can shareholders exercise their rights this year?
First relevant point to talk of is, of course, how to vote. So you could simply cast your vote by, how lawyers would say it, by postal vote via the system, which sounds a bit weird. So in the end, you would simply click whether you are in favor or against a resolution or not, or abstention. So that's, of course, possible. And you will also be in the position to grant a power of attorney and issue instruction to either the proxy representatives of Talanx or to a shareholders association. So that would be what we in German call Vollmachtentweisung as a legal term. Then, of course, shareholders will be in a position to raise questions. So you may submit questions until 4th of May midnight, and to also allow questions with a reference to the presentations held in the event. We will roughly a week before that put the presentation of our CEO and also some explanatory slides on the remuneration system on our webpage.
Thank you very much. Looking at the items on the agenda this year, one item stands out: the compensation system for the members of the Board of Management. Can you tell our listeners something about that agenda item?
I mean, when we talk about the agenda, perhaps first, what we do not have on the agenda. So there are no elections, and there's also no vote on authorized or contingent capital this year. But as you rightly say, we have the resolution on the approval of the compensation system, which is a new one, which is, I think, not only for Talangs, but generally in the AGM system this year in Germany, a major topic. And the new system, you will find this in more detail, or our listeners will find this in more detail in our invitation brochure, has some key characteristics in my world. I mean, the first thing that would come to my mind is there's a higher share of variable compensation for the board members. So it's up to 60% of the target salary. And out of this variable compensation, the majority, another 60%, would now be in long-term incentives, which is four-year virtual share awards. So this is also more long-term. And this would also result by other means also in a higher relevance of return on equity as the key determinant or key KPI economically in remuneration. We have additionally included sustainability criteria in the management compensation. So this is also now relevant criteria for compensation. We've included malus and clawback systems in the compensation. And what is, I think, also a requirement by some, there's also reference to the relative performance of the Talang share when the virtual share awards are cashed out after 4 years. So I think we as a company, our listeners are aware there's not only one investor position and one proxy position for a best-in-class compensation system. My personal perception would be that we have really met a lot of criteria which are asked for some good reasons with this new system, and that we have really ticked a lot of boxes that people require from a good compensation system.
Thank you very much for your statement, Carsten, and for taking the time to be here today. To our listeners, until next time, take care.